Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, Clubbers. We've written a book and we are so excited to finally be able to tell you about it. It's called Have You Tried This? And it will be released on February the 15th, 2024 by Welbeck Publishing.
It's the best of what we've learnt over 4 years of living and experimenting with everything the self-care and wellness world has to offer, all collated into one place, plus a load of new practices written just for the book. And the best thing?
Every single practice in the book costs you absolutely nothing, and every practice in there really will improve your mental health and well-being.
It's available right now on pre-order. Be the first to get your copy. Link is in our show notes.
Hello, I'm Nicole Gibbon.
And I'm Laura Mishcon, and welcome to your weekly wellness roundup, where we are bringing you all happenings in the world of self-care, and along with wellness news, we've got TikTok trends, what's up to you now, and our favourite book, TV, film and podcast recommendations, and gossip, and more, and what else?
It's a very jam-packed show. As always, we like to bring you the absolute top end stuff of what's happening in the... Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just wondering where you're going with the end of this sentence.
Absolutely nowhere.
Okay.
Right. Now, in true transparency...
Disclaimer alert.
Yeah. We are recording this in December.
Why? Tell them why.
I will currently still be in the Caribbean. Sorry. Not sorry.
You're not in the least bit sorry. And I will still be at home...
Pining.
Pining for you, eating too much cheese, taking down my tree, definitely by the 4th, and wondering when we're getting back into real life and when the kids are going back to school and when I can start wearing proper clothes again.
Yeah, and that aren't elasticated. And yes, when you can see your friend again.
Oh, yeah. So that's what's happening. I'm just...
Oh, yeah.
I really missed her.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you that because in case something spectacular has happened in the last... Yeah, in the exactly. First few days of January and we're not bringing it and you're like, oh my God, girls, what's wrong with you?
Can't believe they didn't tell us about Gwyneth Paltrow walking down the streets of Los Angeles naked.
Yeah, like why are you not bringing that?
So if we are wondering why we haven't brought that or some other piece of hot wellness news, it's because we are... recording
it's December.
This mid-December.
Yeah.
It's even pre-Christmas. We haven't even had our Christmas yet.
I know. Anyway, we can't talk about that because it's now January. So we want to kick off January in the best of ways by bringing true wellness and self-care.
Yeah. And you know, Lauren, when I was writing the show, because you normally...
Sorry, say that sentence again.
When I was writing this show...
Is this a new thing for 2024?
It might just be.
Okay.
You see how it works, Clubbers, is Lauren writes the shows and I edit the shows. And that's normally how it goes.
It does.
But I don't know, I just went off piste.
Wow. You rebel. Let me just tell you, I won't be editing it.
No, you better not.
So you better do that before you get on that boat.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I was looking for articles for January, trends of January 2024, self-care for January 2024.
Yeah. What did you find?
What's happening in the world of self-care for January 2024? I was Googling all of these things and you know what happened?
What?
I found nothing.
Really?
Because the articles haven't come out yet.
No,
because
they
we're
no,
in December,
they haven't.
Even though this is being released in January, as we said.
Yeah.
And then do you know what I realised?
What?
I realised that I'm actually a little bit of a self-care expert myself.
You are?
We are.
Does that make me one too?
Yes.
Okay.
We are.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what, Clubbers? I don't need to go to Cosmopolitan or somewhere else like Goop to tell me how to practice self-care so that I can tell you. I am going to take it upon myself to tell you.
Wow. Off you go then.
So, I've given 5 tips in how to manage January.
Loving this, Nicole.
Are you loving this?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this would be an article in, let's say, Grazia.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Okay, number one.
Yeah.
Avoid getting caught up in new diet trends/fitness trends Because they are everywhere.
Everywhere.
They will be consuming your social media, your magazines, the TV. They will be everywhere telling you that you need to fix a problem that might not even exist for you, and then you believe there is a problem. So you need to avoid all that and just tune in to what you want for yourself.
Love it. There will definitely be, at time of release of this show, X is the new superfood for 2024. Definitely. It'll be something.
What do you think it will be?
I think it's going to be some new broccoli hybrid. They're going to breed it with something.
I was thinking more of a tomato. Maybe a tomato is going to have a revamp, because it's not only a vegetable, it's also a fruit.
Well, it's just a fruit. It's not a vegetable because it's got seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't put it in a fruit salad.
I think
that's a little bit bollocks.
I know what you mean.
It's bollocks. Well, anyway. Yeah. This avoid getting caught up in the diet trend, yeah. fitness trend, yeah. culture.
Yeah.
We're going to talk much more about this next Monday.
Yeah, we are.
But I just want to remind you that you don't have to get caught up in it. Number two, ways to manage January a bit better. Set a realistic goal for the month so it brings you something positive to focus on.
Okay.
Example, they don't have to be massive.
No.
It's not like I have to lose 3 stone. It's nothing like
That's
that.
That's a bit of an ask for January.
Well, you know, people just, or I'm going to join a gym and go to a gym
every day,
yeah. all that shit. Or I'm going to run a marathon or whatever. Mm. Cut back on caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just cut down from one cup of coffee a day. Mm. Committing to a walk around the block in your lunch break.
That is very doable.
All of these are very doable. Fika.
Make time for fika. If you don't remember what that is, it's a 10 to 30 minute break where you have a beverage and perhaps a little snack and you just take a break from work. It's Swedish, and really it's great. And everyone in every company, and even if you're not in a company, if you're self-employed, you should still do it. You can fika alone or fika with a friend.
Yeah. Or you can fika with a cinnamon bun, or you can do it however you like.
Fika with a colleague, your dog.
You can't really fika with your dog.
I could fika with my dog if I wanted to, and I might.
And the final one,
yeah.
Just another example, like make the arrangement. You know that person who you always want to see more of and you never do because you're both too busy? Make that arrangement. Send them that text. Call them up. Be proactive. Just do something positive for yourself in the longest, coldest, greyest month of the entire year.
Nice.
Yep. So there's some realistic goals that you can set for yourself. The other things you can do, get some early nights, focus on some good quality sleep in January.
Sleep hygiene.
Be intentional about getting some more rest.
Yep.
Good rest, solid rest, healthy rest, you know. Eat more veggies.
Mm-hmm.
Just put more vegetables on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
That's doable.
Yeah. And number five, Lauren's going to absolutely hate this.
Come on.
Do a squat challenge.
What's a squat challenge?
A squat challenge is you do a certain amount of squats every day and you up the amount every day. So by the end of January, you could be doing like 200 squats a day.
Squatting is supposed to be like the best exercise, as in when you are an older person or when you are in old age, if you are able to get yourself up out of a chair without using your arms, apparently it's linked hugely to your longevity.
Really?
Yes. So it is actually, of all the exercise, the most important one you can do, because it is strengthening your legs and your core. Yeah.
It's an amazing, amazing exercise. Mm. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes like this. You can just Google squat challenge and they'll give you loads of diagrams of how to do it. You start now and start with 10 squats. Then tomorrow you go up to 15 squats. The day after you can go up to 20 squats. The day after that you can go up to 30 squats. Just up it every day. And it really doesn't take, even if you were doing 100 squats, it shouldn't take you longer than a minute and a half. It's very quick and very good for you.
It's very good for you, yes.
You can do it?
Probably not.
Oh, go on. You know you wanna.
We'll talk about it on next week's show.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay.
So they are my top tips for how to have a little bit of a more positive January.
They are Goodman's good tips. That's what I'm calling them.
I love it. What do you think?
Love it.
You love it?
Yeah.
Well, you could have read that in an article in Grazia.
Totally. I'm going to call those Goodman's good tips.
Do you want to go on to the wellness trend?
Yes.
Go on. You are going to hate this.
Have you found this?
Yeah.
Did you find it just to annoy me?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I wanted to start 2024 off in the right way.
With a row. Okay, here we go. hydration hacking. Oh, this is not a thing. Did you write this? Did you write this yourself? Did you make it up? You did, didn't you? Did you get into bed and think, how can I annoy Lauren today? I know, I'll bring my biggest water cup that's that could fill a swimming pool with its contents because it's so huge, and then I'll pretend to write a wellness hack on hydration.
It's called a Stanley cup. They are very, very trendy.
It's the silliest, largest thing. It's bigger than your own head.
Why is it the silliest thing? It just holds more water.
That is so jealous. That is my enough liquid for me for a full week.
Oh, a week? You wouldn't drink that in a week.
I might get through it if I was very thirsty. 7 whole days of liquid in there. Here we go. 90% of the UK say they have experienced signs of dehydration, including water retention, dry mouth.
Is water retention a sign of dehydration?
You're asking the wrong person. Dry mouth and headaches, reports Holland and Barrett. You know what? Holland and Barrett, they got a lot to say for themselves recently, haven't they?
They are quite a well-known wellness brand.
They are. However, exciting new hydration hacks are highlighting the importance of staying hydrated without turning to sugary drinks. Okay, let's see how excited I can get by these hacks. I'm going to rate my excitement on a scale of 1 to 10.
Shall I take over the reading and then you can just...
Then I'll tell you how excited I am.
Okay.
Okay.
If you are a new listener, Lauren doesn't like to drink water.
Or anything.
And I am obsessed with drinking water.
Yeah.
So we always disagree.
We do.
Water is no longer just water.
Right.
Lauren.
Uh-huh.
In 2024, we'll see it evolving as demand for holistic on-the-go hydration rises and smart water emerges as a category.
Oh my good
grief. It's now a new category. It's called smart water.
Right.
Consumers will turn to water with added benefits, choosing one with added electrolytes after a hard workout.
Lucozade.
Or added collagen to improve skin elasticity, says Rachel.
Who's Rachel?
I don't know who Rachel is.
Oh.
Maybe she was in the earlier part of the article that I wrote.
She sounds very well hydrated.
The team at Holland and Barrett add, we're continuing to see water bolstered with vitamins, electrolytes and or collagen. I think this is good. I think this is a good thing. And apparently if you drink electrolytes, it's supposed to give you a lot more energy as well.
Isn't that Lucozade?
I guess maybe. I don't
Gatorade
know.
Gatorade in America.
Yeah, I think it is.
Right, but that's not good for you. It's terrible for you.
No, but there's probably better quality electrolytes on the market. So I don't know if Lucozade is electrolytes.
My son has these dissolvable tablets like Barocca.
Yeah.
But they're for post-gym. And he puts one in his water after he's been to the gym after he's played football.
Yeah.
And they are electrolytes, from what I understand. They like rehydrate your body better.
I mean, I don't know if I could be rehydrated better.
I don't think it's possible. It's amazing that when you walk, you don't hear
sort of puddles around me.
Yeah. Okay.
Thoughts?
I'm not excited.
You're not into the hydration hacking?
I'm not into hydration. And I certainly don't want to drink Lucozade or any of these.
They haven't even mentioned Lucozade.
Well, they've said electrolyted water.
What I find really interesting is when we talk about all of these things, you are very judgy and against in
but?
The main.
Is there a but?
Yeah, there is a huge but.
Oh, yeah. What's
but
the but? Yeah.
When it comes to your 17-year-old son, Zach, you're very accepting.
Totally. He's like so into looking after himself and drinking water and going to the gym and like eating loads of protein. That's great for him, but I don't choose to do it, but I'm delighted for him.
But you think it's great for him, but when I do it, you find it really annoying.
Yeah, I do.
Why?
I don't know.
It's that. What is that?
When we go to friendship therapy this year.
I think we'll bring it up.
We'll bring it up to the therapist. Okay. You can bring your Stanley cup and I'll bring something very dry, like some sand, a bag of sand. And we'll go in and say, this represents our friendship. The dryness of the desert with the Stanley cup of life. Okay, we'll see what she has to say. What are you doing for your own?
I don't think she's going to say very much. I think she'll be like, okay, just...
Okay, weirdos.
just speak to me normally rather than some weird analogy with props. you ever been to therapy before? No. You don't need a prop.
You don't?
No, you don't. You just go in.
You don't need to wear a jaunty hat or anything.
And you don't need to take weird cups and bags of sand to get your point across. You just sit down and you talk.
And then they listen.
They do listen.
Yeah.
And they sometimes offer different perspectives.
That's great.
Yeah.
What are you doing for your own self-care?
Well, I am still in the Caribbean.
Oh, fuck as off.
I am currently getting tanned and doing some scuba diving.
You're on a boat.
I'm on a boat. What's the date of this? The 4th? No, I'm flying home.
Oh, you're actually on a plane. Probably getting quite dehydrated from that flight.
Yeah.
It's a long flight. Better drink a lot of your special water.
But don't feel sorry for me because I have just had 2 weeks away.
I'm not feeling remotely sorry for you. Also, you should be feeling very worried because whilst you've been gone for the last 2.5 weeks, I've been in sole charge of our social media. So we've probably got like 2 followers now.
Left.
And everyone else has left.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've probably just gone. Or yeah. I've totally messed it up. Or I've like joined.
Or I'll come back and we're like totally viral. Got like 100,000 followers. And I'm like, how did you do that?
I don't know. It was an accident.
Yeah.
I accidentally tagged Gwyneth and then we spent New Year's Eve together. And that's what's happened.
If you spent New Year's Eve with Gwyneth whilst I am in the Caribbean getting a tan, I will be so pissed off with you.
There's probably going to be some sort of story, isn't it? You'll come back and like, what did you do? Oh, nothing. I was at a party and like this person was there and now like, you know.
Like when you had Christmas with Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Things happen. You know, who knows how this could go.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you now that she is off limits.
Who?
Gwyneth.
What do you mean?
You know how like, when you were younger and you go out with a guy, you might have only gone out with him like a few times, but then your friend kind of likes him. You're like, no, he's off limits. Yeah. I'm really sorry, but it's a no. Whether I am right or wrong, it's a no.
Yeah.
That is how I feel about you partying with Gwyneth on your own. You're not allowed.
If she invites me and you are on a boat and I cannot bring you, I then still have to say, no, I'm sorry. My friend says I can't go.
Yes.
That's a really harsh rule.
You just say,
yeah,
can we take a rain check?
But she might never open up that opportunity again, and then what? Then I've missed out.
I don't care.
Wow.
Either we do it together or not at all.
I don't know if I can promise you that. Anyone else off limits? What about Claudia Winkleman? Because I'm not turning down her party invite, okay? I'm going to that party.
That's totally fine.
Okay, good.
She ain't inviting you to any party. Just
so
you know.
That's what you think.
She isn't. Anyway.
Never underestimate me.
That's what I'm doing for my own self-care. What are you doing?
Probably watching When Harry Met Sally in some sort of old pair of tracksuit bottoms.
Is that self-care? I'm just checking in because you know what self-care is, don't you? What's When Harry Met Sally is,
Yeah, it's one of my favourite films. Is that self-care? What would I don't know what I'm going to be doing on the 4th of January. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I feel like I'm going to be buying Josh a new pair of school shoes or something equally as fun as that. Know what I mean? It's also my mum's birthday, so maybe I'll be taking her out for lunch, doing something nice for her, that sort of thing.
Okay, let's move on because we don't actually know.
We've not got a clue.
We're not doing that.
I've got a clue
now.
No.
Okay. This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club. What's going up?
Yeah.
And what's going down in January?
Do you know yet?
I do know.
How?
So I have made it up.
Wow. mean, listen, to be perfectly honest, the fact that you've made it up is absolutely no difference
to someone
the features
else.
Writer at Grazia making it up.
Thank you.
Because they're also making it up.
Thank you.
The Daily Mail, by the way, they're also making it up.
Everyone's making it up.
And also Sunday Times Magazine, when they do their wellness for 2024, that writer is also making it up.
Also making
it
up.
So there isn't actually a definitive person.
And by the way,
yeah.
when you Google January wellness trends for 2024 and you get all of these articles.
Yes, they're written by someone.
They're all written by someone,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
But they all say something completely different.
True.
So it's all bollocks. It's not like they've all got the same list of 10 things that are going to be trendy for 2024. It's just all subjective.
You know, the other thing is that there aren't that many people who've actually written a book on self-care. But you know who has
written
a book?
We have. We are actual experts.
So we actually do know. Okay, so come on. What's going up and down in January?
So I just think maybe...
Yeah. Yeah.
We should stop with these articles and we should just bring our own opinion.
What's your opinion?
My opinion of what's going up in January.
Yeah.
Cozy nights in.
Oh, I love those.
And pleasing yourself.
Yes.
Putting on, well, what?
I don't know where you're going with that. Is it sexual or non?
If that pleases you.
Okay.
That's great.
Great.
Put on a nice pair of pyjamas. You do you. You don't have to go out and spend loads of money and do things you don't want to do. You can stay in, watch what you want to watch, eat what you want to eat, be with who you want to be with, and you do you.
And can I add a small thing to that?
You can, because you are also a self-care expert.
Okay, you know those really nice and quite expensive candles that you get given as gifts over Christmas?
I have one at home.
And you like leave it in the box.
It's in the box.
Because it's a bit too special.
It's too special.
It was a bit expensive.
It was expensive. Well, it looks expensive.
Sit on your sofa with having your cozy...
candle.
When you're having your cozy night in
and burn your
light it. Light it and enjoy
fucking
it.
Light it. Yes.
They bought it for you, not to sit in a box. And also, don't save for best because best is today.
I am so loving you in January.
I'm full of it in January. So there you go.
January you is fun. Let me tell you. Right, so that's what's going up.
What's going down?
What's going down is doing things you don't want to do.
Oh.
That is not cool for January. And I feel like that is going to be our mission statement. Stop seeing people that you don't want to see. Stop having conversations you don't want to have. Stop spending money on things you don't want to spend your money on. Stop saying yes to the things that you don't want to do.
You know, in January, I have 2 out of 3 of my children's birthday because if Christmas isn't enough, I then have to deal with two.
Awful.
I know. So it's a double-edged sort of awfulness because you're not really in the mood to be throwing yet more parties and hosting more parties and buying more presents because you've just done it. But also, they've just had Christmas, so there's nothing that they want.
No.
So I have to go straight from Christmas mode into 2 children's birthday modes. And you know what? I am going to like streamline that shit this year. Streamline.
Are you though?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm January me.
I'm telling you, January 24 with you is just a laugh a minute. I hope the reality of January you is just as much fun.
It's going to be even better.
Just as boundaried.
It's going to be even better.
So that's what's going up and that's what's going down. Right. What are you looking forward to in 2024, Laura Mishcon?
Being a published author of.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm looking forward to. The book. The
Can't
book
fucking wait.
Coming out February the 15th. It's called Have You Tried This? Have we done this earlier in the show?
Well, we can do it again. It's our book. It's our show. So we say it as many times as we like. How about that?
We've recorded so many shows that I can't remember where we've said it, where we haven't.
Well, I'm saying it again.
Okay.
It's called Have You Tried This?
The link is in the show notes.
It's a really nice book.
Oh, yes. You said it's pretty on the outside and informative on the inside, a bit like you. We're going to do a quick fire round now.
Okay, go.
For our last segment of the show. Tell me some good things that happen in January.
Not dealing with the mental load of Christmas.
What else?
Wearing scarves.
That's big fluffy jumpers. What else?
Looking forward to spring, which is sooner than it was.
Yes, I like it. Anything else?
Children going back to school.
Yes. Getting into a routine.
Looking forward to yours and mine birthdays, which are coming up. What else do I like about January?
James?
What do you like about January, James?
What do I like about it?
Yeah.
Start of a whole new year.
He said it's the start of a whole new year, but he said it in quite a sarcastic way.
Yeah, he did. He said it in like a...
start of a whole new year. That's what he said. Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, so yeah. That's not good, James.
I tell you what I like. This is so deeply sad. I'm still the, well, probably the last remaining person on Earth. In fact, I think they only print it for me, who has a paper calendar in my kitchen. And I love...
does. It's true, she does.
And I love it when it's like the brand spanking new calendar.
Nice.
And I tell you what else I like, not knowing what fun adventures you and I are going to have in 2024. It's like a blank slate ahead of us, full of fun stuff.
And you know what else I'm looking forward to in January?
What?
Our new show.
Oh, yeah.
Our new show.
Yeah.
Well, our new format, slightly new formatted show.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. And I'm also looking forward to, we've got a new show up our sleeve, haven't we? That's going to come in 2024 too.
Oh, that's a little bit of a secret. But yeah.
But there's something coming.
Yeah, there's something coming.
Anyway, that is our epilogue show, our weekly wellness roundup show. How did I do?
I think you did really well, considering we're talking about a month that hasn't yet happened.
Yeah.
And considering it is not your normal thing to be writing the epilogue shows. So I would say very, very good. Although I do hate you because currently I'm pasty, lardy in London and you have just flown back from 2 weeks in the Caribbean. So we're not friends, but we will be by the time we speak next.
My tan disappears.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll be back on Monday with our first proper show of... this was a proper show, but our first proper like practice show of 2024. So make sure you tune in for that. It's called New Year, New You. Is it all bollocks?
And Is it?
We're going to be unpicking what is happening in January. And we'll be back then. Have a good weekend. Go down into our show notes. You can see all of our links for all of our socials, for the book, for our Facebook group, for everything. Just go check that out. And we'll be back on Monday.
See you then.